This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Amma ba'd. In this khutbah, we're going to be looking at some verses towards the end of Surah An-Nur that describe the hypocrites. And the reason behind looking at the description of the hypocrites is that a lot of times we learn about the good qualities of the believers that we're supposed to have. But it's also important to look at the bad qualities that we should make sure we don't have. And this is the same logic that was used by the companion Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu. He said, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير. He said, people used to ask the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم about the good. وكنت أسأله عن الشر. And I used to ask him about the bad, مخافة أن يدركني, out of fear that I might fall into it. So that's why it creates a balance to know what are the qualities we should have, the ones that Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded, and then what are the qualities we should make sure are not within us. We start at verse 48 of Surah An-Nur, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَعْدَ أَنْ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَيَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ. So Allah Azza wa Jalla is speaking about the hypocrites, and he's saying, they come and say, we believe in Allah. آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالرَّسُولِ وَأَطَعْنَا ثُمَّ يَتَوَلَّى فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So they come and they say, we believe in Allah and His Messenger and we'll obey. And then a group of them turns away after that. So it's just lip service. They just say that, but they don't act upon it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they are the ones who are not believers. وَمَا أُولَٰئِكَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ. And if they're called to Allah and His Messenger so that He may judge. It's not لِيَحْكُمَا plural, so that they may judge. Meaning this is now the judgment of the Prophet صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَإِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ إِذَا فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. And if they're called for judgment in front of the Prophet ﷺ, someone has a dispute with someone else, and they go, or they want to go to the Prophet ﷺ to judge between them, a group of them will turn away. And the scholar said, why a group? Why not all of them? Sometimes out of embarrassment, they're forced to go and get the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ. But they don't want the judgment of the Prophet. They don't want the Prophet ﷺ to judge between them. وَإِنْ يَكُنْ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ يَأْتُوا إِلَيْهِ مُذْعِنِينَ يعني مُنْقَادِينَ. If the truth is on their side, if they have the right, then they come rushing to the judgment of the Prophet ﷺ. So when they wrong someone and they say, let's go judge, have the Prophet ﷺ judge between us, they don't want to go. But if they know they're going to win, then they rush to the Prophet ﷺ. And this is one of the things we should make sure we don't have, these qualities. Where if we know that Islam is going to take something away from us, which we shouldn't have in the first place, and this happens a lot, perhaps the best example would be custody battles. Where, let's say the woman in this example knows that the law of the land will give her an advantage that Allah Azza wa Jal didn't give her. So in this case, does she want the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal, or does she want the judgment of the law of the land? And this is where you differ. The believer differs from the hypocrites. Many times you'll find people completely ignoring what Islam says. Why? Because there's some kind of benefit for them here. But just like the hypocrites described here, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, if Islam is going to secure their rights, they are quoting ayat and quoting ahadith and quoting the explanation of the ahadith and the ayat. Exactly the description of the hypocrites. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we should make sure we are not like this. We should make sure that we're always rushing to the judgment of Allah Azza wa Jal and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we don't only want Islam when it's going to secure a right of ours. But if it's going to secure the rights of others and take it from us, then here we don't want the judgment of Allah. This is exactly how the hypocrites operate. Allah Azza wa Jalla then says, أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمْ ارْتَابُوا. Is there disease in their heart? And these are the options. One, there's disease in their heart. أَمْ ارْتَابُوا الرَّيْبُ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Or they have doubt. So these are the two options and they're both horrible. أَفِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ أَمْ ارْتَابُوا أَمْ يَخَافُونَ أَنْ يَحِيفَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. يَحِيف يعني يجور. So يحيف, they're afraid that Allah and His Messenger will be unfair, will be biased against them. بَلْ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Rather, they are the ones who are the transgressors. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla describes how the believers react. إِنَّمَا. And إِنَّمَا in Arabic is أَدَاةُ حَصْرٍ. It means this is the only answer, this is the only response. إنما كان قول المؤمنين إذا دعوا إلى الله ورسوله ليحكم بينهم أن يقولوا سمعنا وأطعنا وأولئك هم المفلحون. Allah Azza wa Jalla says the only response of those of the believers when they're called to Allah and His Messenger so He may judge amongst them, that they say we hear and we obey. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says وأولئك هم المفلحون. And these are the people who will prosper. And it's likewise in the Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَن يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. And it is not for a believing man or a believing woman if Allah and His Messenger decree or make a decision that they will have any choice in the matter. This is the way of the believers, and it is upon us to make sure that we do not resemble the hypocrites in any way. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم من جميع الذنوب فاستغفروه فيا فوز المستغفرين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His forgiveness. Indeed, those who ask for His forgiveness shall prosper. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, from the hadith, there is a famous hadith describing the signs of the hypocrite. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم آية المنافق ثلاث. There are three signs of the hypocrite. إذا حدث كذب. If he speaks, he lies. وإذا وعد أخلف. And if he promises, he breaks that promise. وَإِذَا تُمِنَ خَانَ. If he is entrusted with something, he breaks that trust. The only thing we want to clarify here is a lot of times people don't understand this hadith and they think that if you break a promise or you promise someone to meet someone and then you forget or you have an emergency, they immediately quote this hadith, meaning this is one of the signs of the hypocrites. But the scholars explain, this hadith means here, the hypocrite, while he's making the arrangement with you, yani while he's telling you, next Wednesday I'll meet you at this place, while he's making you that promise, he has no intention of showing up. That's the hypocrisy. Not someone sincerely promising to meet you, and then some circumstances or forgetfulness cause him to break that promise, that does not mean he has the sign of the hypocrite. But the Prophet ﷺ gave us these descriptions. Allah Azza wa Jalla gave us these descriptions so that we make sure we don't have them in us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who recognize the truth as clear truth and follow the best of it, and those who recognize falsehood as clear falsehood and abstain from it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify the conditions of the people of Palestine. And the people have turned their backs on them all over. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only supporter, and sufficient is Allah Azza wa Jal for them. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to grant victory and ease to the people of Palestine and to the people of Sudan with their flooding, and in Pakistan and all parts of the world, Ya Rabbil Alameen. فاللهم أبرم لهذه الأمة أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل طاعتك ويهدى فيه أهل معصيتك ويؤمر فيه بالمعروف وينهى فيه عن المنكر وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة يا للفلاح.